This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Live team coverage starts now.
Good morning, Jacksonville. It's 11:30. I'm Gina Goddeck. We're continuing to follow breaking news as U.S. Capitol Police are working through an active bomb threat investigation. Just before 10 o'clock this morning, authorities responded to a suspicious vehicle near the Library of Congress. Multiple buildings around the Capitol complex have been evacuated as there was a report of a possible explosive device in a pickup truck. ATF is assisting in the investigation and police are blocking the roads around some of the Senate buildings. We'll have any developments as they come. Our top national story, more than 5,000 U.S. troops are now involved in the airport evacuation efforts in Afghanistan. President Biden says troops won't leave until all American citizens are out.
During an interview with ABC News, the president defended the withdrawal process.
The idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens.
President Biden says there's a possibility troops could remain past the deadline to get people out.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The U.S. has evacuated roughly 7,000 people from Kabul since Saturday. Our top local story, there are concerns that parents are not being notified quick enough when their student tests positive for the coronavirus. CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax, Alicia Tarancon explains.
The Duval County Department of Health told Action News Jax, once DCPS reports a positive COVID-19 case, they make attempts to contact parents within 48 hours. But a teacher told us that's not happening at her school, and that's concerning to her since the virus is spreading.
The district's COVID dashboard shows there are just over 420 positive cases district-wide, with the majority of them among students. And the latest jobless claims report is coming in better than expected. WOKB's Michael Kastner has the numbers.
The Labor Department says 348,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week. That's the lowest level since the pandemic first hit, and it marks a decline of 29,000 from the previous week.
Most analysts were expecting today's numbers to come in at right around 360 to 365,000. WOKV News Time is now 11:32. We'll take a look at your drive into downtown, our weather forecast, and then more of the Brian Kilmeade Show next.
This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
And remembering those who paid the ultimate sacrifice today, a ceremony was held as three new names were added to JFRD's Fallen Firefighter Memorial Wall.
The department unveiled a new bronze statue of a kneeling firefighter and the 25 names of those who have passed.
You know, there are very few people in this world that will have words like dedication, service, and courage used to describe them.
The three new names from this year are Michael Freeland, Lieutenant Mario Moya, who passed from the coronavirus, and Captain Thomas Barber. Their names now stand forever by a sign that reads, honor the fallen and remember their sacrifices. Gina Gondak, 104.5 WOKV.
This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
I'm grateful, honestly, that Child Cancer Fund exists.
The WOKV Carathon, presented by Duval Asphalt.
I was diagnosed when I was 6, and I had medulloblastoma.
To donate to the Child Cancer Fund, grab your smartphone and call **1045.
You killed the wrong dog.
That's Jude with his mother, Julie Kelly. In April of 2019, 3-year-old Jude was diagnosed with Langerhans cell histiocytosis, a cancer of a white blood cell in his immune system.
They found that he had a tumor growing behind his eye.
Julie says at first, Jude was very scared, but the staff at Nemours helped ease his fears.
Miss Jolly was our angel. She would find all kinds of creative ways to keep him entertained.
She adds that the Child Cancer Fund has helped with both financial and emotional support as they've navigated Jude's cancer diagnosis.
There were times when we weren't able to pay our mortgage, and they helped support us there. They have virtual events now, even through the pandemic. So what they've really done above and beyond anything we ever expected.
Today, Jude loves to play with Hot Wheels and has a collection of over 430.
I'm his mom, so I might be a little biased, but he's a great kid.
Gina Gondak, 104.5 WOKV.
Now, the three big things you need to know, powered by Safe Touch Security.
Three.
Grab that extra layer as you're heading out the door this morning because we're feeling much cooler temps than yesterday, starting off in the 40s inland and 50s along the coast. Highs will barely make it into the 60s this afternoon.
Two.
After visiting troops in Fort Bragg, North Carolina yesterday, President Biden and the First Lady are heading to Massachusetts tonight to start their Thanksgiving vacation early on Nantucket Island. And our top national story today, the prosecution will get a final rebuttal in the trial of the three men charged with murdering Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Lawyers concluded their statements yesterday, and the case will be in the hands of the jury later today. WOKV News Time, 517.
This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Are any of you guys a Black Friday shopper?
Yes. I'm not like a get there before the sun's up shopper, but okay. I leisurely go in and look at some deals.
Yeah. I'm a stay at home and watch the kids.
Yep. Yeah. I don't.
Well, everybody else goes.
I think I've only gone out once. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think I've only gone out once, and it was for a free Snuggie. That they were giving away to the first 100 people. And
that's,
I was like, well, I can't pass that up. So did I buy anything at the store? No, it was like a furniture store. I wasn't running in for a couch. I just grabbed my free Snuggie and walked out.
There's always plenty of gift cards available on Christmas Eve.
Absolutely.
True.
You can always get a gift card.